You enter Chris Berntsen's The Ritual of Nothingness, with a wall to your left and a room opening up to your right. All four walls have photographs on them that vary in size, from pocket size to approximately 18 by 24 inches. There are photographic slides being projected onto the wall across from the entrance. The photographs are pinned or taped to the walls. They are densely packed close to the projected images, so that they form a frame for the projected images on the bottom, left, and right images of the projection, and most of the photographs' edges are touching either the photographs or the floor of the room, or form the frame of the projection. The photographs get progressively less densely packed as they wrap around the other walls, creating a sort of fade effect, with more and more of the room's white walls being visible. The photographs show scenes and people from Berntsen's life, such as skateboarding, riding freight trains, writing graffiti, hanging out at home, showing off tattoos, enjoying each other's bodies, partying, sleeping, and other activities associated with teens and 20-somethings trying to live freely, enjoyably, and cheaply. Most of the people in the photographs are young, white men and women. The photographs seem to be arranged with no discernible order. The photographs being projected onto the wall from the slide projector are the same as those that are hung on the surrounding walls. The slide being projected switches about every 5 seconds, with the projector making a loud noise each time the slides switch. There is music playing from a tape deck on the floor in the far right of the room. Above the black stereo system of amplifier and tape deck, there is a cardboard sign with the phrase, "Mama said there would be days like this," handwritten in black marker and underlined. The piece of cardboard is bent into a V shape so that it stands up on its own. To the right of the sign, also on top of the amplifier, is a cassette tape in a case, with an empty cassette tape case on top of it. There is another identical speaker in the far left corner of the room. The music coming through the speakers is a range of folk music mixed with the sounds of skateboarding and trains. The room itself is dimly lit and decorated with an old carpet on the floor.